Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the New York Giants and the Milwaukee Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting second. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Darryl Spencer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Foster Castleman. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Catt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Antonelli. Pitching for the New York Giants, Johnny Antonelli. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Burdett. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Lou Burdett. And now, play ball. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Antonelli fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan takes first base on ball four. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews takes first base on ball four. Logan moves to second. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Catt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer takes first base on ball four. Foster Castleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall takes first base on ball four. Bruton moves to second. Lou Burdett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burdett hits a pop-up towards third. Castleman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bruton scores. Crandall moves to second. It's 1-0, Braves. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raycat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli strikes out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cat. The throw from Crandall and he is out, Logan applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Matthews strikes out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 1 in the game. Aaron hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mueller for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castleman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castleman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mays. The throw from Crandall and he is safe. Mays steals second. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Spencer strikes out. One out. Foster Castleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Castleman takes first base on ball 4. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raycat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cat is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cat hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Lou Burdett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burdett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burdett strikes out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Logan hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli fires to first and picks off O'Connell. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Antonelli hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-2 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays, who is chasing the ball. Thompson reaches third base with a triple. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-2 in the game. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castleman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-2 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Giants, 1, Braves, 1. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Spencer hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Foster Castleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castleman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Castleman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castleman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castleman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Burdett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burdett is 0 for 2 in the game. Burdett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castleman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves 1. The Giants will come to bat. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harris for the out. One out. Ray Catt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Catt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Catt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli is 0 for 2 in the game. Antonelli hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Aaron. Antonelli reaches second base with a double. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Antonelli scores. Lockman moves to second. It's 2-1, Giants. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burdett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Logan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castleman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 3 in the game. Aaron hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Braves 1. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 3 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Spencer hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 3 in the game. Adcock bunts towards the mound. Antonelli fields it and throws to first for the out. Thompson moves to second. One out. Andy Pafko pinch hits for Bill Bruton. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thompson moves to third. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Crandall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lockman. Crandall reaches second base with a double. Thompson scores. It's Giants, 2, Braves, 2. Jim Pendleton pinch hits for Lou Burdett. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Braves 2. The Giants will come to bat. Andy Pafko now playing left field. Bobby Thompson now playing center field. Dave Jolly now pitching. Foster Castleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castleman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Castleman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dusty Rhodes pinch hits for Gale Harris. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Raycat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cat is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cat hits a pop-up towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Dusty Rhodes now playing left field. Whitey Lockman now playing first base. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. O'Connell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lockman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Logan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Logan moves to second. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks, Matthews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Logan scores. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 3, and New York Giants, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.